Hello, everybody. It's me, Alexander Larson, with Bible Truth 23, back with another soul winning tip. Like I said, I'm going to be doing this series for a little bit now. And this one is more of a practical thing when you actually get to the door and you knock on the door. Because this is important because I've seen a lot of people make mistakes of, knocking on the door. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but let me demonstrate what I mean by that. When you knock on the door, you want to make sure that they hear you, because you're there so that you can actually talk to people and preach the gospel to them. So there's some new people who go out soul winning who are kind of a little bit shy or timid, and they might do a, a little kind of thing, and it's like no way somebody can hear it, okay? Or they just always ignore the doorbell. It's just they always just do a little, quiet knock. They never ring the doorbell. That's not something you want to do, because you're going to those doors so that you can actually preach the gospel to them. You don't want to avoid knocking on the doors. You don't want to avoid, ringing the doorbells. So at the same time, you also don't want to do it too loud to the point where it's going to annoy them. Don't go to the door and be like this. You don't have to do like a police knock. Just do a knock that's friendly and also loud enough that they can hear it, like this. Something like that, where some people do kind of a tune like something like that. That way you do it a little bit harder. You're not doing it quiet and weak. You want to do it a little bit harder, but not so hard where it's just, going to shake the whole house or something like that. You don't want to pound on the door. And again, you want to, ring the doorbell if there is one. Another thing that I typically do is knock on the door and then maybe wait like 15 or 20 seconds and then ring the doorbell, or maybe I'll ring the doorbell first and then knock on the door after 15 or 20 seconds. And it's really different for each house, because some houses you go to, it might be obvious that nobody's home. Like maybe there's no cars in the driveway. Maybe you knock or you ring the doorbell and there's no sound on the inside. You don't hear anybody moving or something. But there are some times when you knock on the door and you hear somebody speaking on the inside. Okay, in that sense, you might want to knock again after like 20 seconds or something if they don't answer, or ring the doorbell because it's obvious that somebody's there, or if there's cars in the driveway, etc. So these kinds of things you have to have like discernment with as you go from door to door, because it's not the same for every house. Personally, some houses, I might just knock once. Some houses I might knock twice. Sometimes you knock and then, you might have to listen to the inside, because somebody might say, well, I'm coming, or just hold on a minute or something. Or maybe there's dogs barking and they have to go take care of the dogs, put them outside or something like that. So sometimes you just have to wait. But usually if you don't hear anything, if you don't hear any movement or nobody answers within like 30 seconds or something, usually nobody's going to answer in general. And when I first started going soul winning, I would wait for like a minute at the door, and I realized I was kind of wasting time, because what I started to learn is that as I went on and I only did it for about like 30, to 45 seconds or whatever, I would go back towards that house, like if I'm walking back towards my car later, and the card would still be on the door, so showing that nobody ever answered. So there's no reason to wait for like a minute or 2 minutes unless there's a clear sign that somebody's on the inside and they, they're getting ready, or maybe they're undressed, maybe they're getting dressed, maybe they're putting their dogs away, something like that. So you just have to kind of pay attention to what's going on the inside. You have to pay attention to your surroundings, things like that. Another thing is when you're knocking on the door, if there's a sign that says no soliciting, knock it anyway. A lot of people don't knock no soliciting doors, and they don't understand that preaching the gospel is not soliciting. Soliciting is selling something. Okay, we're not selling anything. Okay, so you might also see signs that say something like, oh, no soliciting, and then they'll add extra things on there like no religion, no things like that. That's up to you if you want to knock those things. There are some signs where it says, let's just note, don't knock or don't ring the doorbell because maybe they're sleeping or there's a baby or something like that. Usually I respect those doors because, there's people who maybe work night shifts and maybe they're sleeping during the day. In those instances, I just put a card on the door. So again, you want to pay attention to your surroundings. You want to pay attention to the door. You want to make sure to knock hard enough so that they can hear you. And you don't want to waste your time just standing there for a minute or 2 minutes if nobody's coming to the door. So yeah, these are all practical tips that I hope help when you start going soul winning. If you knock on the door, you want to make sure that they hear you're knocking. You don't want to do it too quiet. You don't want to do it too loud so it doesn't annoy them. You want to make sure that they hear it. You want to make sure that they're actually coming to the door. Try to knock twice if there might be somebody home and maybe they'd inherit something like that. Try to ring the doorbell if there is one. These are all tips that you can use when you actually come to the door. So thank you, everybody, for watching. God bless you and goodbye.